Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, February 6, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, WestRock has announced plans to construct a new corrugated box facility in the Pacific Northwest. Also making headlines this past week, a judge says a lawsuit against Graphic Packaging's Kalamazoo Mill can move forward. We'll have more on these stories later in our show, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline British Columbia. B5 British Columbia pulp mills get provincial aid to replace natural gas use. British Columbia's latest round of grants from the Clean BC Industry Fund pays for the conversion of equipment at 5 pulp mills to reduce their natural gas use, while most of the rest of the $70 million goes to natural gas production facilities in northeast British Columbia to get them to switch processes to electricity. Environment Minister George Hyman and Forest Minister Catherine Conroy announced that the 2021 round of the fund on this past Monday. The projects are funded out of the carbon tax paid by BC Industries. Hyman said January 31st that the three rounds of industry funding reduced British Columbia's total greenhouse gas emissions by 6 million metric tons, equivalent to taking 130,000 vehicles off the road for 10 years. Recipients for the 2021 round include Catalyst Papers, Mills in Port Alberni and Crofton, two grants for Nanaimo Forest Products Harmac Mill, three grants for Howell Sound and Pulp and Paper in Port Melton, and one each for Mercer C. Selger in Castlegar and Skookumchuck Pulp north of Kimberley. Harmac gets $12 million to upgrade their boiler system and another $617,000 dollars to upgrade to its pulp dryer and building heat and ventilation to recover waste heat and reduce natural gas consumption. Catalyst Port Alberni at $323,100 and Skookumchuck at $843,500 gets funds for to improve their hogwood waste feed equipment to fire their steam boilers. Catalyst Crofton receives $5.85 million to improve efficiency of its black liquor evaporation process, reducing natural gas use for its on-site steam boilers. Port Melton's pulp mill gets an upgrade to its biomass boiler at $549,000. Equipment to capture biomethanol from wastewater, that's $384,000, and upgrades to capture lime kiln dust at $731,250. Mercer Selger receives the largest non-petroleum fund of the 2021 round, $5 million for increasing biomass fuel storage at its Castlegar pulp mill. Dateline Brussels and Madrid. International Paper says circular economy leader sets production record at Spanish recycled containerboard mill. International Paper, one of the world's leading producers of renewable fiber-based packaging and absorbent pulp solutions, achieved a major production milestone at its Madrid mill in Fuentelabrada, Spain. In the last quarter of 2021, the state-of-the-art mill reached a total of production volume of 1 million metric tons
of sustainably made high-performance lightweight recycled container board since the completion of the conversion investment in August of 2018. Employing the latest technology, the Madrid mill is home to one of the most advantaged recycled containerboard machines in Europe and primarily serves IP's network of 23 corrugated packaging plants across Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, EMEA, with its top-notch prime product range.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Seattle, Washington, Weyerhaeuser Company declares supplemental dividend on common shares. Weyerhaeuser Company announced that its board of directors declared a supplemental dividend of $1.45 per share on common stock of the company payable in cash on February 28, 2022 to holders of records such as common stock as of the close of business on February 18, 2022. In 2021, Weyerhaeuser generated adjusted funds available for distribution, which is adjusted FAD, of more than $2.6 billion, including the supplemental dividend to be paid on February 28, 2022. Weyerhaeuser is returning $2.63 per share of dividends to shareholders based on 2021 financial results, or 75% of 2021 adjusted FAD, including $509 million or 68 cents per share of quarterly base dividends paid in 2021, and $375 million or 50 cents per share from an interim supplemental dividend paid in October of 2021, and nearly $1.1 billion or $1.45 per share from the supplemental dividend declared last week.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline New Zealand. Investigation underway after forestry worker is crushed to death. A man in his 20s has been crushed to death while working in a forestry operation in North Canterbury on the 30th of January, 2022. Emergency services were called to the forestry operation near Culverden, managed by Rayonier New Zealand Limited on behalf of Matakai Forest, shortly before 10 a.m. local time. And that was on January 30th. The man was reportedly repairing a machine when he was crushed. A spokesperson from St. John said that they were notified at 9:43 a.m. They responded by sending an ambulance, while a helicopter was also dispatched. However, the man was unable to be saved. Rainier General Manager of Operations Mark Grover said that their thoughts are with the person, crew, and all others involved in the incident. The site will remain closed while the investigation is ongoing, and WorkSafe had been notified, and it's expected the accident will be referred to the coroner. Dateline Dateline Kings Evolves, Quebec, Cascades lowers fourth quarter guidance. Cascades Incorporated expects fourth quarter consolidated results to be below the revised expectations communicated on December 20th, 2021, which means it's been lowered again. On a consolidated basis, the corporation anticipates reported preliminary unaudited adjusted operating income before depreciation and amortization of $62 million. The rapid escalation of the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus in the past 2 weeks of December compounded already existing constraints in the labor availability and transportation and supply chain challenges, primarily in the containerboard and tissue segments. These factors triggered a notable and immediate escalation in costs and resulted in an unplanned production downtime in several of the corporation's operations and unprecedented challenges with product deliveries, the effect of which was felt most notably in Canada, where the impacts of the flooding in Western Canada continue to disrupt rail transport and trucking. Cascades management's team will provide additional detail and context in conjunction with the corporation's fourth quarter and full year 2021 results on February 24th, 2022. Mario Plode, president and CEO, commented, quote, "Without question, we are very disappointed with our performance in the fourth quarter. The ramifications from ongoing disruptions and related to the pandemic and the continuing challenges in delivering products have resulted in considerable and direct and indirect impact and costs, often unpredictable, in our business segments. We continue to adjust and respond to the rapidly changing operational challenges and constraints and as needed, and remain in close contact with our customers. With current trends suggesting that the Omicron variant is moderating, we are hopeful that pressures will begin easing through the first quarter," end of quote. Dateline Sweden. Stora Enso invests 40 million euros to enhance operational and carbon footprint performance for fluff pulp production. Stora Enso says it will invest 40 million euros in new technology and restructuring of its fluff pulp production site in Skutskär, Sweden. The objective is to increase cost efficiency and further improve the site's climate footprint, thereby aligning with Stora Enso's goal to provide regenerative solutions. Stora Enso is Europe's leading producer of fluff pulp. The Skutskär site produces fluff pulp used in hygiene products such as baby diapers, feminine care, and adult incontinence protection products, as well as inlaid nonwovens such as wipes, napkins, and medical pads. The investment in new bleaching technology supports Stora Enso's ambitious climate targets and will enhance both operational efficiency and the site's carbon footprint performance. With its science-based targets updated in 2021, Stora Enso commits to reducing absolute greenhouse gas emissions from operations by 50% by 2030, aligned with the 1.5-degree scenario. The transition to new technology will enable a carbon footprint reduction of 5% for the site's products through resource and energy efficiencies. Implementation is planned to start in the first quarter of 2022, with the upgraded bleaching plant estimated to be in operation by the second quarter of 2023, followed by decommissioning and closure of the obsolete bleach line in the second quarter of 2024. The Skutskär site has an annual production capacity of 540,000 metric tons. It produces fluff hardwood and softwood kraft pulp. The site employs approximately 420 folks. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. WestRock announces plans to construct a new corrugated box facility in the Pacific Northwest. WestRock Company has announced plans to build a new corrugated box plant in Longview, Washington, to meet the growing demand from WestRock's regional customers in the Pacific Northwest. Here's a quote. WestRock's corrugated packaging business in the Pacific West continues to perform well with strong relationships with customers in attractive growth markets. Our new corrugated packaging plant will enable our team in this region to serve these customers even better in the future with a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility that will provide new capabilities and efficiencies for our customers, said David B. Sewell, Chief Executive Officer of WestRock. The new plant will serve all industry segments and markets in the Pacific Northwest. When completed, this new plant will replace the company's existing markets in the Pacific Northwest, or the existing corrugated operations in Longview, that is. The new plant will be co-located with the Longview paper mill operations and will increase the integration of the mill's containerboard. Dateline Orton, Vikten, Sweden. Fatal accident at Valmet's project site in Sweden. A serious workplace accident occurred in Valmet's flash dryer installation project at SCA's Ortenviken mill in Sweden on Wednesday, January 26, 2022. An employee of Valmet's subcontractor died as a result of a fall incident. Quote, "Our thoughts are with the deceased family and colleagues. We have informed the personnel working with the project on site and are giving them the needed support. Investigation of the accident has been started and corrective actions will be implemented to continuously improve our processes and routines to ensure safety," says Rickard Andersson from Valmet. Valmet says it's committed to protecting the health, safety, and environment, the HSE, of its people, customers, partners, and communities where they operate. The incident is under investigation by the police and the Swedish Work Environment Authority. Valmet has also indicated an incident investigation in cooperation with the customer and contractor. Dateline Kalamazoo, Michigan. Judge says lawsuit against Graphic Packaging's Kalamazoo mill can move forward. The class action lawsuit filed against the mill in Kalamazoo will be moving forward. A federal judge denied the motion by Graphic Packaging International to dismiss the charges against them. The company located on the city's north side is being sued over air quality and the odor they produce. Dozens of folks have joined in the lawsuit since it was announced first back in September of 2020.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com.
This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.